News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today in the studio from the University of Florida Extension Office in Santa Rosa. We have Jenny Hinton. She is the Family and Consumer Sciences Agent there in that Extension Office, and she's got some exciting stuff to talk about today. We have lots of summer, you know, highlights here in this area, and one of them that we kind of overlook is just our natural produce, things that grow around the area that we can actually consume safely, and you've got some ways that we can enjoy it, that throughout the year. Jenny, thank you so much for being on the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you, Jake?
I'm doing great. How long have you been with the Extension Office?
14 years.
Wow, now, yeah. Great. Awesome. What's your favorite part of your day? What do you get up and go, oh man, I can't wait to go do this?
Gosh, you know, I love to teach.
Yeah.
Love to teach. Mm-hmm. So, and with Extension, I teach everything from preschoolers all the way up to senior adults. So that makes it a lot of fun too.
Right, right. I grew up going to my Extension Office there in my little hometown. We had the 4-H Extension Office and all of that. I mean, all of that stuff was fun, and learned how to do my public speaking there in that office. I mean, there's just so many great things that you can get hooked into through your local Extension Office, and that's what you do. So thank you for the work that you do. You have the heart of a teacher, and you teach people how to can, right? You're
That's
canning.
That's part of what I do, yes.
All right. So, everybody in my family, especially on my dad's side growing up in Tennessee, we had cans and jars of stuff all year round, tomatoes and preserves and, they would take cabbage and put it in there, and then you'd open it up, and I don't know who would eat that, but my dad did, but I would not touch it. But tell us about this. This is still big. This is a great way to preserve food.
It is big. I think canning is having a resurgence now, and the way we teach it, I teach primarily boiling water bath canning, which is mostly fruits and acidic products.
Right.
And now is a really great time for that with jams and jellies and pickles and salsas. Mm. But blueberries are in season right now. They're everywhere. Mm. And so we are doing a blueberry jam class on Saturday the 22nd from 10 to 12:30 at our office in Milton. So, and it's on Eventbrite. You can search for it. But we do very small hands-on classes. So everybody gets their hands into it and learns in a very concrete way that builds muscle memory and people just have a good time with it. So everybody who comes will take home a jar of blueberry jam that they help make.
You don't see blueberry jam as much in the stores as you see strawberry and even cherry and pineapple and stuff, but I don't see blueberry very much.
You don't see as much, but see, that's one reason it's good to make your own.
Exactly.
And then they'll get recipes for other types of jam, like blueberry spice jam, which is what we almost were teaching, that has cinnamon in it, and blueberry conserve that has oranges and lemons and raisins in it.
And the health benefits of blueberries in particular, right?
Are amazing.
Right. Heavy in, what do they call them? Antioxidants, is that
antioxidants,
right?
Antioxidants, and I am trying to think of the name of the compound that gives blueberries their blue color. I just had a senior moment, but it is an amazing compound as well, and they're full of vitamin K and, oh my goodness, fiber, which we all need and most of us don't get enough of.
I'm looking it up because I want to know because I it seems like I knew that.
There it is. Anthocyanin.
Anthocyanin. Yes. There we go.
Gives it its blue color. And they're finding that blueberries can help keep weight off. Well, because they've got so much fiber and they're so low calorie. And you eat blueberries, you fill up on those. The fiber helps keep your stomach full. Mm-hmm. And then you can, it can be helpful in somebody's journey to lose weight.
Right.
But they're seeing it lower the risk of heart disease and diabetes. Just about all berries will do that. Blueberries are probably the superstar with strawberries right up behind them.
Right.
But just about any berry, anything that has edible seeds.
Mm, okay. And is it I've heard this before, but the brighter the color, the more health benefits. Is that true? Do you know?
I think the thing we really focus on is different colors. For example, as amazing as blueberries are, if you decided that was the only fruit that you were going to eat, you'd really be
unbalanced.
Missing out on the whole rainbow of benefits that you get. So the more you can vary those fruits and vegetables, the more you can vary your colors, the more different vitamins and minerals you're exposed to. Mm-hmm. But the berries for fiber, you just can't beat them.
Can't beat them.
best thing ever.
All right, so this was Saturday the 22nd. This is going to be happening,
yes,
right?
Saturday the 22nd, mm-hmm. from 10 to 12:30. We'll get in there and get our hands dirty, not literally.
Right,
they'll be very clean, actually. Mm-hmm. But we'll make the blueberry jam there. Mm. Just regular old blueberry jam is delicious.
Very, very nice. I mean, like I said, I grew up on canned, or actually jarred salsas and tomatoes and all of that. So just a great way. You know, do you see, because, you know, farming and people growing their own food has definitely declined, I think, in the past few decades. Do you see it coming back?
I don't know, and our commercial horticulture agent would be the one to talk to about that, but I will tell you this. What I do know is that farmers are facing amazing amounts of stress that they never had to deal with in the past, with generational issues of who's going to take the farm when we get too old to do it, and supply and demand issues, and, of course, always the weather.
Right.
So they really... Our farmers are really under the gun and struggling to keep things going and keep things fresh and local.
Yes, we got to support them as much as possible. It's News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. I've got Jenny Hinton in the studio. She is the Family and Consumer Sciences Agent for the University of Florida Extension Office here in Santa Rosa County. If you have any questions or comments, let us know. You can call or text in to this show and join the conversation, 437-1620. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about some important tips for this summer, staying hydrated, and we're going to maybe debunk some myths, some common misconceptions here. So we're going to be right back with Jenny Hinton from the Extension Office in Santa Rosa. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Got a bug problem or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech, a professional air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me. You can hear us at 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, also AM 1620. We've got an app you can download to your phone. We also have a website, newsradio923.com. If you miss any of the information that we're talking about here, you can always check out our podcasts at the website or on your app right there on your phone. So if you ever miss anything, you can find it there or just let us know. 437-1620. I've got Jenny Hinton in the studio. She is the Family and Consumer Sciences agent right here in Santa Rosa at our University of Florida Extension office. Thank you for the work that you do and for putting the time in to serve our community.
Well, thanks you so much. Yeah, and, we really enjoy it.
Yeah, and we love what you're doing with blueberries. And we've got a canning class coming up on the 22nd. This is a Saturday, June 22nd from 10 to 12:30 at the Extension office. And for those of us listening that may have not been to an extension office any time in our life or maybe don't know much about what the extension office does, tell us a little bit about what the extension office does and how it can help serve our community.
Sure. Well, you know, the extension office has been called one of the best kept secrets in Florida, and that's really a shame because we offer evidence-based and research-based information and services, either free or at a very low cost. So my area is family and consumer sciences, and that involves all the food sciences, nutrition and food safety and food preservation, which is where the canning comes in. Mm-hmm. I teach health and wellness, which includes a child passenger safety program for people who might be concerned that their car seat is not installed correctly or might want to know how to travel safely with their kids. Also for senior adults who want to learn how to wrap that vehicle around them and travel more safely. And then we do other programs that involve stress management, educational programs about communicating within families and that type of thing.
Oh, wow.
And then we have probably our two most popular agents, and I shouldn't say that, but it's true, are our 4-H agent. You talked a little bit about 4-H for kiddos ages 5 to 18, all kinds of programs. Yes. They're at what they call Ledge right now in Tallahassee, where teenagers go and they actually take over the legislation and they sit in the seats of the senators and the representatives.
That's cool.
Do those jobs. Yes, and then there's our residential horticulture agents. So if anything is going on in your yard that concerns you, if you want to learn what kind of grass you need, or you have a tree that you think is dying, or how to do a vegetable garden and you want your pH tested, that's the place to go.
Very nice. These are things, especially the civics part of it, like that education sometimes I think it just doesn't... it doesn't hit in high school and elementary school as much. And I think for kids, especially who are interested in that kind of thing, being able to go and just sit in a senator's chair and be involved in that, I mean, that's such a cool experience. And that could be shaping our future leaders.
They do. It's wonderful. They take on all of the roles. Some are lobbyists. Some are, I think the ninth graders are little runners. And your seniors actually are Speaker of the House.
That's great. And you mentioned, you know, concentrating on the health of the family, not only, you know, mentally and how we communicate with each other, which is super important right now, and our mental health especially, but also physical health of the family. So let's talk about it. It's heating up out there. It's going to be a very hot summer. How can we stay hydrated? Everybody says, you know, drink lots of water, drink lots of water, but it's not that easy sometimes.
No, it's not. And the amount of water you need isn't a static thing. It really depends on what your health is, what kind of medication you're taking, what clothes you're wearing, how hot it is out there, all kinds of things. And when we're younger, when we start to get a little bit thirsty, that's a good indicator of the fact that we're thirsty. As we get older, that mechanism doesn't work as well, and we really have to pay more attention to it.
Interesting.
But the good news is lots of things count as hydration. So we were talking about blueberries, great hydrators. Citrus fruits are full of water. Watermelon is 90% water.
Exactly.
So you're really doing your body a good thing, even though it's got a lot of natural sugar. Mm-hmm. You're doing your body such a good thing with all of the vitamins that you get and the hydration that you get from eating something that delicious.
Yes. And if you're running down a slip and slide, you need all the energy you can get.
So
take those carbs. Yeah. All right. So I heard growing up, and I even still hear it on television too now, that if you drink coffee or tea, that's not going to give you any hydration benefit. It'll actually dehydrate you.
Yes, because it's a diuretic. But what they've learned through the research is that coffee and tea not only count toward hydration up to a certain point, and for coffee, that can be anywhere from a third of a cup a day to 4 cups a day, depending on what type of coffee you're drinking. Like if you're drinking espresso, you're going to be down toward the one-third of a cup.
Well, that's me.
Right? If you're drinking regular coffee, you can get up to 4 cups and decaf a little bit more and have it still count toward hydration and still be very, very good for you. Tea the same way, except that tea has about half the caffeine of coffee, so you can get up to 8 cups of tea. And when I say cup, I don't mean your 32-ounce cup.
Right.
I mean an 8-ounce cup.
Yeah.
But coffee and tea also are loaded with antioxidants. They have cancer-fighting properties, and they can be a great part of a healthy diet, which is great for those people who want to wake up with their morning shot of caffeine.
Right. And on a hot summer day, there's nothing better than a tall glass of iced tea. Oh,
that's
man,
right.
I love it, man. I love growing up in the South. Comfort food is my favorite. 437-1620. Let us know what you're thinking about today. If you have any questions for Jenny this morning, I've got her in the studio. She is the Family and Consumer Sciences Agent for our University of Florida Extension Office in Santa Rosa. They do lots of great work, lots of great free or very affordable ways to learn about how to sustain yourself, to sustain your health. And that's what you can find at the Extension Office there. Where is the Extension Office located?
In Santa Rosa County. We're out on Dogwood Drive. If you just head north on Dogwood Drive, like you're going to Whiting Field, we're about 4 miles south of Whiting Field.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's one of the major drags out there. And then Escambia County, they're off 9 Mile Road. On Stefani Road, and they offer the same services. And I didn't even mention like our natural resources / Sea Grant agent who does wonderful things, all things related to the outdoors as well.
He was on the show not too long ago.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah. So lots of great things there. Check them out. Is there a website people can go to check out the extension service?
There is a website. You know where I really personally like to refer people is our Facebook page,
right.
And it's just Santa Rosa County Extension, but that's where you can really keep up on what's going on right now. The canning class will be up there this afternoon, and all of the classes with gardening and growing things outside. If somebody's interested in being a volunteer, we each of our programs uses volunteers, and that involves training. And so you not only help your community, but you learn a whole lot.
Right. Job skills. How can people get involved with that? Do they just need to come to the office or
they can
hit
come to the
Facebook?
Office or they can call the office or they can check out Facebook. And the phone number for the office is 850-623-3868. And that's a really good way to get connected to sometimes to even figure out who you want to get connected to there at the office.
Right. Sometimes you don't know and you get into a situation like that and something you get involved in something and you think, man, I was born to do this. I didn't even know that. The one thing I really remember, and it helps me even right now at this very moment, is the fact that I was able to go to the extension service and sit in that office and talk to a room full of people, which I had never done before. And I was, you know, a very young child and scared to death to do it. But that one experience, I think of that, you know, every day. I use it every day.
Yeah, that's one thing 4-H is amazing for.
Yes.
When you go, I've taken 4-H teenagers to teach with me before, and I am just blown away by the skills that they have, that they gain from coming up through 4-H in not just public speaking, but in managing rowdy kids or crowds, and you know they're going to be able to ace a job interview or an interview for college or what have you with those skills.
Right. All right. Jenny Hinton is in the studio. She's the Family and Consumer Sciences Agent at our local extension office for University of Florida. Thank you for the work that you do. Check them out online on Facebook, and you can also give them a call at the extension office, 850-623-3868. Is that right?
That's it.
All right. We'll be right back with more just to wrap it up. If you have any questions or comments, let us know. We only have a few moments left. 437-1620. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio Pensacola. We'll be right back.
I'm Jennifer, and I'm an FPO customer.
Everyone's feeling the strain of having to pinch pennies. So I appreciate that at FPL, they are always teaching me how power works and how you can save money. You can actually go on and you can see, this is the little thing that might be going on in your house. I can actually have ownership and knowledge over my power bill.
Find more ways to save energy and money at fpl.com/ways to save.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Pro Paint Days are back at Lowe's. Save $40 on select 5-gallon HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Paint, like Weather Shield, Showcase, or Ceiling Paint. Plus, save $10 on drywall PVA primer and get free same-day delivery to the job site when you order by 2 p.m. Lowe's knows paint. Lowe's knows pros. Offers valid through 6/14. Delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Additional terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. If you put a lot of sugar in your coffee or tea, you might be bouncing off the walls. But save some of the sugar. You might get more hydration benefits. Coffee and tea is good. Just everything in moderation, of course.
Yes, coffee and tea without the sugar is better.
Exactly. And if you've got some blueberries, you want to learn how to preserve them, there's a canning class coming up June 22nd at the Extension office from 10 to 12:30. Jenny Hinton has been our guest this morning. She is the Family and Consumer Sciences agent at our local University of Florida Extension office in Santa Rosa. Check them out on Facebook. There's so much cool stuff going on there, and a lot of it is free or very affordable, and it's information for your life. It really is. Thank you for the work that you do, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Jake. Yeah.
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.